Okay, this week's parsha in Eretz Yisrael is Maaseh, and in Chutz Laaretz you're catching up, and you're learning Matos Maaseh. This year is dedicated for Refuah Shleimah for my neighbor, a young girl, 6 years old, who's in a very critical condition, and her name is Penina Bas Rochel Leah, and also is Chutz Refuah Shleimah for Aryeh Leib David Ben Malka. In last week's parsha, the parsha begins with the pasuk by David Moshe El Roshe Hamatos the Vnei Yisrael Leimor Ze Hadavar Asher Tzivo Hashem. So I saw it brought down in Be'er HaParsha from Amayach Biderman Shlita. He quotes the Chmelnik Rebbe, and he says Matos is Loshen of Mata, down. Person feels low. Person feels he's in a bad situation. So what's the reaction? This is the word of Hashem. And a person goes through challenges, goes through difficulties, feeling down. So a person, the way to get up, the way to be matzliach, the way to survive, is to understand that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a similar vein, Rav Eli Lopian points out in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Tesmer Aleph, that thunder is meant to take out, straighten the creases in the heart. It's supposed to awaken us to do tshuva, to fix ourselves up. So he asks, so why is it that thunder always comes along with rain? What's the connection? So we should have thunderstorm. Why does thunder have to be related to rain? So Rav Eli Lopian, because very often we are supposed to be blessed with shefa, bracha v'atzlacha, something good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're not yet deserving. So the way it works is that the thunder awakens us and encourages us to fix, straighten the creases in our heart, and then we become fit to accept the brachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through the challenge and the overcoming of the challenge, or doing the tshuva from the challenge, that brings the bracha. The same idea, the person goes through a hard situation when he realizes it's from Hashem, and he realizes that it's a message that he has to do tshuva, and he has to work on himself, then ultimately he merits to receive the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us at all times. He's who also osiv yasul kol masim. He's mashkiach. He's meitz menachar akim, mashbiach menachalonos al kolom kulo. He's running everything. And very often HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us very clearly his hashkach in beautiful ways. For example, there's a story from this girl in Lawrence. I believe her name is Raquel Martin. She should continue to have a refuah shleimah and be well. But apparently, it's going around. If you didn't yet hear the audio from her brother, who basically describes the nes that occurred last week, and he quotes the Rambam that there's a mitzvah to be mefarsim any nes. So please email me at goldschmidt@toratraga.com, and I will forward you the audio of all the nesim that took place to this young woman who's a mother of twins as well. She's in her late 20s, and she was in a coma for 2 months, and she woke up benise nesim. Apparently, the only medically recorded case of waking up from a coma under these circumstances. But the idea is that the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are seen, and the hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the idea that a person has to realize that whenever there's a challenge, it's all a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more emuna the person has through those challenges, the more siyata d'shamayim, the more nisim he'll see. And Rav Melech Biderman brings down two unbelievable stories that depict this idea of emuna Hashem, and understanding and recognizing the hashgacha of Hashem, and ultimately that through that emuna b'hashgacha Hashem came a Yeshua. One story is about a young boy who was diagnosed with leukemia, and they in Eretz Yisrael, and they asked the medical referral organization in Bnei Brak what they should do, and they sent the family to a faraway country to have surgery from the top surgeon. And the only problem is the surgery was going to cost $200,000. So they raised a lot of money, they borrowed a lot of money, and they get there and they say, I'm sorry, and they rushed because there's a very precarious situation. It needed to be dealt with right away. And they said that, I'm sorry, we can't have the surgery can't happen for another 10 days. They need a special knife. So the parents said, oh, we accept upon this as a gzera from Hashem. But apparently other people in the family were not so accepting, and they pushed, and they were able to find the knife in Germany. And they schedule the surgery for the next day. And they're about to go into surgery, and they meet with the doctor, and they realize that the doctor is not the one that they meant for. They raised $200,000 to come to have the surgery done by the top doctor. But in the end, his assistant was supposed to do the surgery. And the family felt that this was a gzeira min hashamayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was sending the assistant. And then they had emuna, and they didn't put up a fight. They didn't put up a stink. And the surgery went well, and they were on their way. And they paid the money. 5 years later, this boy developed the same illness, the same ailment. And again, the organization of Bnei Brak suggested that they go to this faraway country to have surgery from this doctor. The only thing is that now, 5 years later, the head doctor has since retired, and the assistant has now taken over. So they meet with the assistant right before the surgery, and the assistant is going through the records, and he realizes that 5 years earlier, he operated on this young boy. And he turns to the parents and he says, and the doctor turns to the parents and says, that I see that I operated on this young boy 5 years ago. I take responsibility for my work, and I will not be charging you another penny for the operation. And the parents couldn't believe the hashkocha, that $200,000, the second $200,000 they had raised and borrowed, they can give right back, and they won't be in tremendous debt. And they realized the hashkocha, that had they put up a fight, had they put up a stink, and say, no, we don't want, 5 years earlier, we don't want the assistant, we want the main guy. That this guy, the assistant surgeon, would have been so insulted that when they would have come 5 years later, number one, he would certainly have charged them, and number two, he would have probably even charged them more. So his friends hashkocha protis. So tremendous story of Hashkocha Pratos. He brings down another story that he heard firsthand from the person who was involved in the Maisa. This is last summer, and months prior to that, this Rebbetzin in the square community decided one day, all of a sudden, that she was going to donate a kidney. And there was a match. There was an Avreich who she didn't know personally, but she decided she was going to donate a kidney. And the husband said, why are you doing this? She's a woman in her 40s, and she was healthy, and he thought that it was a risky move. There's no point, there's no reason to do such a thing. And they went to the Square Rebbe, and the Square Rebbe said, no, the wife is allowed to do it. Chacham lev yikach mitzos. It's her chachma, it's her wisdom that's deciding to give one of her kidneys, donate her kidneys to somebody in need. And in the meantime, their daughter got engaged. And the Talmud Chacham, the husband, said to the wife, you know, it's very nice you want to donate a kidney, but I think you should wait till after the chasana. I don't want to impair your participation in the chasana. So the wife said, I'm sorry, I want to do it right now. I want to give the kidney right now. So they went to the Square Rebbe again, and the Square Rebbe said that if the doctors say that it's not going to hinder her ability to participate in the chasana, so then she should donate the kidney right now. So the doctor said it wouldn't hinder her participation in the wedding, and she went for her, I guess what they call it, the pre-ops. She went for her tests before the surgery, and lo and behold, they found a tumor right beneath her kidney that was actually about soon going to block her certain arteries, and it seemed as though it would certainly lead to immediate death sometime in the near future. And it was a tremendous, tremendous nes. This woman had the tremendous hashkocha pratis, that she had this burning desire to donate a kidney. And also, and not only to just donate a kidney right away. And because of that, she was saved, and they were able to remove the tumor, and she was, Baruch Hashem, able to live. And the story continues that the same day that she found out that she can't donate the kidney, there was another person, another Rav above her chassid, who also wanted to give a kidney. But the problem was that the doctor said that he was overweight. He was 25 kilos overweight. And he said, as soon as you lose 25 kilos, 25 kilos of your weight, so then you'll be able to donate your kidney. And the same day that this woman found out that she's not able to give the kidney because she herself needs to be operated on to remove a tumor by her kidney, it's the same exact day that this young man was finished his diet, and he lost 25 kilos, and on that day they found that he was a match for the other avreich, for the recipient, for the person who needed the kidney. So two unbelievable ma'isim of hashkocha pratis. Certainly the first one, he realized that the more they were ma'imin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more they saw their siyata d'shmaya.
And it's in Second Kenneth as well. The idea that this, the concept that the woman was willing to be Moser Nefesh and to give her kidney to somebody else, that's Hogufa, what saved her life. And you see that this is Yisod. Everything's from Hashem. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is to do as best as we can in life. And when things become challenging, we have to mamish, internalize, and live with the motto of everything Hashem is doing, it's all from Hashem. It's all Gzeir Mishmayim. It's 100% Mishmayim, and through that, we should be zocha to see many Yeshuas. Now, we're holding now in the middle of 3 weeks, not anymore than 3 weeks, we're past that, we're here, everywhere, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, we've begun the 9 days, today's Rosh Chodesh Av. And we hope and we pray that Hashem, we see the gula shema of Meher Vimeno. I actually saw in Ramayach Biderman, he quotes in the footnotes that the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld would say over that the righteous women of Pressburg used to schmooze and they used to say, oh, what are you making today? What are you making today? And, you know, what dish are you making? What food are you making? And they would have, one would ask the other one, what are you making tomorrow? So the second one would say, what do you mean, what are you making tomorrow? No? Don't be poseach pelosatan. Don't assume the Mashiach is not coming. If Chas Shalom Mashiach doesn't come, then we're going to make adashim. Meaning the achakalo b'chol yom shiyavo. The gula we hope Bezes Hashem is coming this minute. Achakalo b'chol yom shiyavo. That has to be our motto. But we are living in the 9 days, and we hope Bezes Hashem to see the gula shem of Meher v'meino. Now, Rav Malach Biderman brings down that the smack says, what is the mitzvah? Not what is the mitzvah, really. What is the source for the following question? The following Gemara. The Gemara tells us that we're going to be asked 6 questions after 120. And one of those questions is, Tzipisa Yeshua. Did you anticipate, did you seek the coming, the salvation, the redemption? Were you Mitzapa Yeshua? Now, where's that mitzvah found? The smack asks. Where's that found? And he develops the following idea. He says that in the Aseret Dibros, we say, Anochi Hashem Elkecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the idea is, if we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, that's also part and parcel of our Emunah, that He's going to take us out of the future Golos. As it says in the Pasuk, V'shav V'kibetzel Mikol Amim, I will ultimately return and gather you from all the nations. And the Golos Rebbein Peretz says, Im Kein Tzipisa Yeshua Mitzvah Kesuva V'Torahi. It's written in the Torah. Where is it written? By Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. And that's the source for the question of Mitzapel Yeshua. Tzipisu Yeshua, the question of Tzipisu Yeshua, it contains in it the fundamentals of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and ultimately will bring us the Geula, so that's why we're asked the question of Tzipisu Yeshua as well. And there's a diak in the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Aleph, Kol mi she'ena mechakel b'yoso, hariu kovir b'torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anybody who does not anticipate the coming of Mashiach, the coming of the Geula, by definition, he's kovir b'torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hainu hach, it's part and parcel. That the only way to fulfill emunah b'Hashem in the past and in the present is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Geulos in the future. And this is a tremendous lesson. We know Klal Yisrael, the world is a very unpredictable place. There's so many tragedies, so many different sorrows. And we know that ultimately, what are we doing? What are we yearning for? We don't 100% know exactly what the Gula means, what Mashiach means, what it's going to entail. But we know one thing. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim after He guaranteed, and He was Mavtiach to Avraham Avinu that He would take us out of Mitzrayim. And He also guaranteed us that ultimately there will be a geula. We know this from certainly the Gemara and the Makos, the Rekiva, and we know that Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. Zehayom Asa Hashem Negilu V'Nispchavo. The geula is going to come. May it be speedily in our days. This is a haftarah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The geula has been long, and the geula is definitely hard. But we cannot wane in our emunah and our Kadosh Baruch Hu that the Gula is going to come. Achakala b'chol yom shayavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya. It's been a little bit busy the last few seconds in my house, but the train of thought is that we should be zoche to have siyata d'shmaya in our tzipis Yeshua, to really feel and believe achaklo b'chol yom shevo, everything that's happening in the world b'chlal v'prat is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our avodah is to be mitzapel Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Gula is coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to try to do our best to be the ones who help the Gula come with the way we act, ben adon l'makom, ben adon l'chavero. And I want to just close with something I read last week, and I think it's so powerful. And this, if you didn't hear anything else, this one paragraph that I'm going to read from an article I saw in Mishpacha magazine from a few weeks ago. The article is written by Rabbi Aryeh Ginsberg from Cedarhurst, and this is what he writes. The Kabbalist to Rabbi Rav Yeshua Heschel once visited the Posse Gador, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, at his home in Yerushalayim. At the conclusion of the visit, Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was 30 years younger than the frail elderly Rabbi, escorted him down the stairs and out the street. Rav Shlomo Zalman brought a chair for the Rebbe to sit on as he waited for his car to arrive, but the Rebbe refused to sit down. After several pleas from Rav Shlomo Zalman to sit, he explained why he cannot do so. He said, "My father taught me to imagine that in every situation I am being photographed and that the picture will be displayed in heaven. How would the photo look above with me sitting, me," says the Kapishner to Rebbe, "while the Gadol Hador of Shlomo Zalman is standing?" Rav Shlomo Zalman was so moved by the Rebbe's sincere words that he repeated them for weeks afterwards. Maybe, this is Rabbi Ginsberg's words, maybe that's the formula. Before we act or speak, let's take a minute to think how this picture would look now in heaven, and what the ramifications of our action or words will be. Who knows? It may just change our destiny for all eternity. A person has to understand that, we know, Histakel b'shosh dvarim v'yeta bo lidei avera. Man, bossa, lata, hoylich, me, ato, asulith, and divra cheshbon. There's going to be a divra cheshbon. Every one of our actions and our ma'isim are going to be recorded. To imagine that wherever we are during our day, wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ki'il taking a picture at that moment, it's going to be shown to us after 120. So you put everything together, what we spoke about. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and He's ready to give us brachos. We just sometimes have to inspire ourselves to do a little bit better to merit those brachos. And the second idea that I just pointed out, this idea that wherever we go, whatever we do, there's a din v'cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us. Right? When a person says something and does something that he would never say in front of his rav, would never say in front of his rebbe, or in front of his parents, or in front of a person has to mamish imagine. When you hear it like that, I read this article a few days ago, I tried to imagine what would I be embarrassed if I took a picture right now. And this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm saying, this is how I'm talking. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us this, but it's not easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to really internalize that every action that we do is being watched and being photographed in Shemayim. And we should be zeicha to really live emunah. And with that, everybody should have a refuah. And all Klai Yisrael should be zeicha to the Gula Shlema. Have a good Shabbos.